How's things in Laramie, Chad?
I've gotten a little colder since the weekend, a little windier.
Yes, it did.
But we're still doing all right.
Good deal. Well, whatever you guys did for state football weekend, we appreciate it. I mean, it's
I was in charge of the weather committee this year, Duke. So anyway. Yeah, it was great. We got pretty fortunate this year. It was awesome.
To say the least. Yes, to say the least. Yeah. Well, Chad, let's talk about what's happening in the University of Wyoming. And this information is not a big surprise, but it just goes to show the impact that UW has not just on the community of Laramie, but the entire state. And this new report showing growing UW economic impact across the state of Wyoming. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, you know what, we do this about every 10 years. We kind of take a look at, we have economists, you know, who are world-class folks who kind of analyze things just to see what kind of, if we didn't have a university in Wyoming, what are we missing, kind of. And the fact is that, you know, in addition, of course, to the fact that all of our students would have to go somewhere else to get their four-year degrees and higher, there's an economic impact from all the research money that we bring in, all the non-resident students who come in, and then, you know, the businesses that start up from the research that's done here. And so we calculated that, we're a pretty good chunk. I mean, it's surprising, maybe a part of the whole state domestic product. And we've grown over the past decade. So, you know, these are big numbers, but our total contribution to the state's economy annually is $1.36 billion, and that's 2.3% of the gross state product, and so that's a significant thing, and it's spread around the state. I mean, we have people in every course working in every county in the state, and so it's not even just in Laramie. So that's something we're just kind of trying to spread the word to people about, is that there's a pretty significant impact.
Yeah, and Chad, when you look at that, what that really means, I think, for the average Wyoming resident is jobs, right? I mean, that's people being able to live in Wyoming and support their families because of this.
That's absolutely right, Duke. It is. I'm trying to looked in my numbers and I can see the exact. You know, we've calculated the number of jobs that are tied to it, and it's not coming to me right away, but it's, you know, thousands.
Yeah, almost 15,000 according to the press release. 14,700. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's something for folks to consider anyway. That we're more than just we're an economic engine essentially for the state.
Chad Baldwin this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. And for those who are going to be attending the university in the coming months, maybe in the next school year, sounds like a new housing project should be wrapped up pretty soon, correct?
Yeah, we got two brand new residence halls, Duke. That first one will be open in the fall next year, and then the other one will be right in the spring semester of 2026. So it's exciting. I mean, I don't know if those who have been to campus lately, you've seen these new buildings popping up. They're really close to the central part of campus, and they're awesome. I mean, there's a new food dining facility in there as well. That's really snazzy. And these aren't the old dormitory style things people think about. Then we're going to have some real variety of room types, like suite style type of stuff. Single bathrooms, even in some cases, and so we're excited for this because it's a big investment. This is the biggest construction project in UW's history, $285 million. Most of that is actually footed by the university. We're doing it and we're bonding, and this is a real commitment to the fact we're going to continue to offer real high quality in-person education here in Laramie, in addition to all of the online stuff that we're doing as well.
Absolutely. So that's coming fall of 2025. Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Chad, looking at some of the issues impacting the state of Wyoming and the university, it sounds like the Board of Trustees will meet today and for the rest of the week, today through Friday, and going to tackle a pretty big issue that's been talked about recently across the state of Wyoming. The state legislature has brought it up, a bill that went to the governor's desk that ended up controversially, if you will, not being signed by the governor, but that's concealed carry across the state. And it sounds like that's something the Board of Trustees are going to take up this week.
Yeah, we've been going through some discussions, and we're following the directive of the governor, which was to establish policies that allow for safe carry of concealed weapons within our facilities. And so that's what's on the agenda for the trustees. This proposed rule for the university would actually have it be you would need to have a concealed weapon permit from the state to concealed carry here. The rule that's been considered, like in the state capitol, would not have that permit requirement. And so we'll see where the trustees go with this, Duke. I mean, we're doing what we've been directed to do by the governor, and recognize there's legislative action that may happen. It was done in the past. What the governor did, he gave us an opportunity to try to craft something that we think works best for us. And so that's what's on the agenda here. And it has stimulated a lot of discussion, lots of people, different views on it. And so we'll see where they go.
And so that begins today and continues for the next couple of days. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that as we see where the board decides to go. Anything else on that, Chad, before we move on?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Something involving not the university, but maybe some student athletes in the university with the lawsuit against the Mountain West. And we've heard a lot about San Jose State and a transgender volleyball player, some games being forfeited by the university and some other schools on the volleyball court. Maybe clarify, if you could. I understand this is an ongoing lawsuit, but this is not the university involved in the lawsuit, correct? Just the students?
That's right. We're not a party at this stage, Duke, and we have student athletes who are part of the litigation, and we honor that, and are not trying to influence things any particular way there at this point. And the university did do two forfeits against San Jose State. One thing we want to make clear is while our players were certainly consulted in their input was very valuable, the decisions to forfeit were made by the university leadership, and so that's something we just want to make clear, is that that was the university's decision, not the players' decision, although they were consulted.
Chad Baldwin this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Chad, as always, appreciate the updates from Laramie, what's happening at UW. Anything else we missed you'd like to bring up this morning?
No, I don't think so, Duke. I hope the folks from Lincoln County enjoyed come to Laramie. Good job, Braves, and maybe next year for Cokeville. We always love having you come.
Yeah, and next year we've talked about this amongst ourselves, but new press box, and after the Boise State game, right, renovations will continue at War Memorial Stadium for Phase 2?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, you'll have some fancier digs next year, dude.
Yeah.
Assuming you make it back, which I think... I wouldn't want to bet against that happening.
Well, SVI will be there regardless to broadcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, but I think the Braves have got quite a streak going here.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see what happens. Well, Chad, appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.